All right. Words matter. The things you say matter. They're incredibly important. How you present yourself, how you present your arguments, how you get your message across. Brett Hamachek is the author of Dissonantly Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Also the VP and Associate Publisher for Human Events and that media group. Brent, good to have you here.
It's good to be here, Steve. Thanks so much for letting me be on your show. It's a great way to start the morning.
Yeah. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, I saw an article yesterday written by a regular guest of this program who says Marjorie Taylor Greene is insane for trying to kick out the speaker again because there's no place to go because who the hell would want the job for starters? I can't argue with that point. What say you?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, maybe we have layers of insanity upon insanity then, because certainly you can make a solid argument that the Speaker of the House is insane. You could make an argument that he's either insane or evil or an imbecile, and I'm not sure which argument's more compelling, but certainly an effort to remove him as Speaker of the House is fine by me. You know, I read an article this morning over coffee up very early to be on your show, and where the speaker gave this eloquent defense of this new spending proposal for aid to Ukraine and saying how he fears that Putin will march into Poland or seize the Balkans if we don't give more money to Comrade Zelensky and those in the Ukraine. This is preposterous. I mean, I think anyone that seriously believes that, if they seriously believe it, they just, I don't know, need to be locked in a room and re-educated perhaps for a couple of months.
How do you, but here's the thing. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't think we should give one nickel more to Ukraine. That's me. And I hear arguments on the other side. And I've been opposed to funding Ukraine from day one. Look, it's not Ukraine's never going to win that war. They never were going to win that war. The eastern parts of that country identify as Russian. And that's, my name's Paul. That's between y'all. Right, that I have no skin in that game. But who would want this job as Speaker of the House? I'm serious question. And everything you've laid out is a legitimate argument, a legitimate complaint. But the Republicans can barely govern now. And here's the danger that I'd put in front of you: if the Democrats get the gavel for one day, they will pass a law to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the November ballot. They will do it. It will happen. It'll happen just like that. It's an awfully dangerous game to play, is it not?
Well, interesting, though, if they were to try to do that, it would get very, very complicated, right? Because it would have to also pass in the Senate, and you'd need 60 votes, and they'd have to invoke the cloture rule in order to do it with 51 and so on.
You've met the Democrats, right? You realize they'll do whatever it takes, anything it takes, right, wrong, legal, illegal, moral, immoral. They don't care.
I've met them. I've also met a bunch of Republicans. And one of the things, Steve, that I think is so important for Americans to wake up to, and that is this idea that somehow or other it's a battle between Republicans and Democrats in Washington.
Not really true anymore.
Look what's happened out of this Republican House. I mean, the spending bill alone to keep the government open, that in and of itself ought to prove to people that the difference between these two parties is so to be thin sliced as to not be almost recognizable. And so perhaps giving them the gavel for a day and letting them, if they did exactly what you said they would do in the House, maybe letting them do it would be a good idea. Perhaps that would wake up the American people, because this is not about the 2024 election. It's about a more than 100-year slide in this country towards totalitarianism. And people can't wake up with the opulence in which we live. They can't wake up and get uncomfortable enough to do something about it. And so there needs to be a sort of a reckoning.
I agree with you on that. There's been no pain in this country so very long that people forgot what pain really is. They complain about this or that, or their price of Netflix goes up too much. Now, there's real economic pain because Bidenomics has been a failure in some quarters. But overall, people live a pretty comfortable life in this country, too many of them. So they're like, I'll be all right. I'm just going to not pay attention and move along. You're exactly right about that. 100%.
Well, even the Bidenomics thing, anyone with a background in economics, and I have one, it's my degree in university, can tell you that the policies they've had have done damage. That said, it is extraordinarily difficult in 3 years to do this much damage unless the damage was already underway. And this economic system that we have in the United States, which people need to understand is sort of built as a fascist economic model, large government, large industry, working together to sort of oversee and manage political, social, and economic activity. It's a fascist economic model. It's been being built for a very, very long time. So has Biden economics hurt? Yes. But it couldn't have done the amount of damage it's done.
Well, that's the damage right. I'll concur with you on that as well, insofar as you've got the flood of illegals coming in. The Democrats see those as voters to give them permanent one-party control like you have in California, which we're not that far from that anyway, if you think the uniparty is real, which in most cases I do. And then you've got the corporations that want to cut meat or do agriculture or do whatever they want to do. They want cheap labor across the board, that lobby for those things to happen to get these people in here cheap, too. You're right. They're all in on it.
Right. And here's something important for your audience to think about. This is a cold, hard truth. The Republicans in the United States House, for sure, are every bit as in favor of illegal immigration as the Democrats are. Every bit as much in favor. I can prove that. How? If they weren't, they'd have stopped the spending bill. They'd have said no. And they would have said, we're not doing this unless we have great border security, period. And the government would have not shut down, right? This non-shutdown thing we have where some services are suspended, some aren't. People would have been inconvenienced and they would have taken notice and they would have said, well, let's think about this a bit. Instead, the Republicans in the House capitulated. So this is not a party that cares about our southern border. They don't. And members of your audience, the American people, have to understand this, that the current Republican Party, as constituted, could care less about this issue. There's members here and there that do, but not by and large, willing to fight about it.
Very negative, and don't disagree with what you're saying, but is there hope out there anywhere? I'm going to leave you with this last word, and then we'll tell people about the book again. But you tell me, Brent, is there hope to turn it around? Because it's an awfully tough hill to climb at this point because of what's been going on for so long. Go ahead.
Well, look, there's always hope. I mean, most of my time these days is spent working with young people, teaching them how to engage constructively with others. If I thought there was no hope, I wouldn't do that. But hope absent action is worthless. And so what people have to understand is this. It's very simple. We didn't get into this spot in the last 2 years, 4 years, 8 years, or 20 years. We got into this spot over the last 100 plus years. And that means it's going to take a long time to reverse this. This is a long game to play. The 2024 election has very little to do with reversing it long term. And so if Republicans win in 2024, hand the ball to the referee, act like you've been in the end zone before, and go back and keep
playing. Do something
right.
Brent Hamacek, the book Dissidently Speaking, Change the Words, Change the War. Change the Words, Change the War. Go find the book, read it. Brent, you come back anytime. I feel like we're just getting started.
It's same here, and thanks so much for having me on the show. It's a real privilege to be here.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.